each of them was ill as Eli the Malus, I would say only the child for a shifal is not considered as a child. But a child for a machiz, he is considered a child. That's all that the Gemara had to say. Umitani Kamisog, if you have a chat kro, have a mikminim bishifal, mishim deyma chai, vim deyma. Hashte di ketayme deris chomi, vi ketayme bishifal. So, Roma, we call the Yisha, we were there, so why did the Torah have to mention the Yisha, there was Yisha, there was that the children of the Shifra Knaiz are not Mishyachis after the father, there is Israel, without the Posik, see, with the Posik of Yisha, we were there, since we have the Posik of Bas Yishas of Yichon. So what does Bas Yishas of Yichon imply? Mishyash le Yishas for? And by Shifra, and by both, by Shifra and Nochis, so anyway, is more odi than the term of Elohais. That Amir the time is we shall be bit less odi. We have a McMinaway they vedes kichod. We have a gav the time the have a gav the time that is chod in odi. We have also a mishifro. Kivu the mikah mishifro. Tam kovil. They will have a mishifro. Now, Sotaisa says that we cannot learn out both because we cannot think that both are true. Because if both had been equal from the Mele, so he and I must be, so we should deduce both. That the child for Shifro is not Mishyachis after the father, and the child for Nochis is not Mishyachis. But they're not true. Each one has a tam. But the tam of Mishayah b'mitzvahs is up. Now we have to understand, why is the term of Mishayah b'mitzvahs is on it? Why is that on it? It seems, on the surface, it appears that the term of Eli Chayes is more. Because here we are considering the question as to whether when Yisroel is Bo'al HaShimer is issued for whether the child is Mishayah's biological father, the Yisroel. So, we have a reason as to why we should say that he should not be Mishyachis after the father. Why? Because Eved is Eli Yichis. But then, vis-a-vis Enochi, so we have another time. What's the time? Because Mishayach had Eli. So it seems, superficially it appears, that on the contrary, the time of Eli Yichis, which relates to Yichis, not something else, is more of it. Because, as a matter of fact, why do we have to... Now, even without the Pasuk of Yisha v'Yodeo Tira Adineo, we know that an Eved and the Shifra have no difference. That's the Aluche. Even when an Eved marries a Shifra, and then when an Eved marries a Shifra, and they have children, so the children are not Chayev, Alakoras Aviyem, Alakoras Imeyev, and Alkulas Aviyem Imeyev. So even in a marriage, even when the marriage is between an Eved and a Shifra, so there is no yichas. So la chaskamo v'chamo, when the marriage is between a Yisroel and a Shifra, so that the child shouldn't be Mishyachis. Masheim kein ligabi Nochis, so if a Nochi marries a Nochis and they have children, they are certainly Mishyachis, after the father, after the mother, after everybody. Akum Yisroel is always Vatele. So, but only when the marriage is between the Goy and the Goy. But if the marriage is between the Jew and the Goy, then there is no Yichas. All right, so that's a Chiddush. But why does Tosfos say that the term of Mishayah b'mitzvahs so is odi? So we have to say it now. So first of all, we have to understand why we have to resort to a special pasuk of Mishayah b'mitzvahs here at Inel. After all, without that pasuk, we know that by an Eved l'Shifra there is no Yichas. That's because Shvulach and Poyim Achameya. So the answer is no. from Shvulach and Ponimach HaMei, we only know that the child of the Shifra is not his Yachay, he's after the biological father who is in heaven, after the biological mother who is the Shifra. But in the case where Israel marries a Shifra, so maybe we could say, so since the Israel is capable al-Kadim of having children, little children, so maybe the child that he had with the Shifra should also be Mishyachis after it. Now, in respect to Evet Kichodim, so on the contrary, the case says that Tam is Odi, Tam Odi. Even though a Nochi and the Nochis among themselves, so they have Yiches, so Hakum is Yeshom Zatero, but true that when a Nochi marries a Nochis, so the children are Mishyachis after the father and they are Mishyachis after the mother. Masheinke, when Israel marries a Nochi, so he has Bishas Israel. And the mother has no Bishas Israel. So Mimele, we say, in this case, since the father is no Shaykh of the Mitzvah, he has no Bishas Israel at all, so Mimele, the child cannot be Mishyachish after the father. Masheinke, where Israel marries the Shifra, so the discrepancy, the divergence, is not the right, because the Shifra herself also has some Bishas Israel. She doesn't have the full Bishas Israel, but some Bishas Israel she has. So Mimele, we could say that there is no Yiches between the father, the Israel, and the child, for Nochis, who does not have any Bishas Israel. But between the father, the Israel, and the child, for Shifra, who herself has some Bishas Israel, Mikzas Geirus, so there could be Yiches. All right, we'll do another Shia, so we won't cover this thesis of Ahu Kishiru Mitzvi. So on Thursday, we'll finish this thesis, and then we'll proceed to the next thing. But there'll be another Shia. Recording. The Kondra Pshimen, so Kiyosi is Mar Bekol Amisirim, so the Giyuson come within the second line of Bitroli Shitru, his name Bitroli Shitru, his name. But as far as Mrs. Hattenbaum is concerned, so Beil Rabbonon, Beil Rab Shimon, that has reference only to Zayin Numeis and only the Joseph. Only the Joseph. As a matter of fact, the Gemara in Pirkei Avot is like that. That's Teisa Shite, and that's the Rosh Shite. But the Gemara, that I involve. So the Gemara says there, so at first, Rove said, Omar Rove, the fourth line beneath the Mishnah, at the bottom, Omar Rove, that I involve in Dalit. Omar Rove, Otto Hossam Mishum Dushelu, Av Dushelu, Dilma Meili Ben was a Polach Rabbi Zichovin, Vahane Mila Beyesa Vichovin, Kimi Gai Rabbi Yisroel Shoven, Virabonu Vigosra, Vichikozo Rabonu Bahana Bne Yehude, Aval Hav Bar Yehude, Vigo Rabonu, let's say, I mean, Katsudakona, אלא מה אתם ממזר ברלודי אוכל נעמדו עושיה ועצמם ממזיר נשים בטון זה וזה אלא כי גוזר הבונן בשביל למסור לי גוזר הבונן. So at first Rabbi said that when the love of Lissi Schatten has referenced the Yeson of the Kehobi, then the Matskone of Rabbi is Hodor Omar Rabbi, Lav Milsi, the Yeson of the Kehobi less Luchasnes, Nizgairu is Luchasnes. So that's the Matskone of Rabbi, that when is the Chasnes, only Lachad Yerusha. But the Yisrael of the Yehovah not. So how about, so Mimele Teisa says, Teisa in the Rosh say, that even according to Rav Shimon, so that always come within the love. So they come within the love of Bitchol Yisitin Rizneu, Bitchol Yisitin Riznecho. That is reference to Gerusom. But Lois Yishatan certainly is reference to Gerusom, Mimele, only to Zayin Umeis, because you couldn't say that all Umeis are so long ago. Lachan Rusom, we know that they and the year as Abu Tom Nolikon. This is Teisus in Rosh. And the Gemara, the Maskone of Rove that I involve, the Yvomis is like that. But the Hashidah Rambam is not like that. The Shidah Rambam is that he passed with like some Shimeh, some Mele, all Umeis come within the love, and which love is it? Lois Yishatun. And the Lishishatun has reference to all Umeis Begiyusam. And Begiyusam, there is no love. And even Begiyusam, Zayin Umeis Begiyusam, according to the Rambam, it's only Nisar Rabbanon. Only this Rabbanon, Yeshua was Geizeya, David was Geizeya. So it's mitraise. Even the Geirim of the Zaynume is Sabotor Lomiko. Now the Ramban says, the Ramban is also Chelik and Ramban. And the Ramban says that insofar as the love of this is Chatmbam is concerned, so Alibri Kulal, Bein Alibri Rabbanon, Bein Alibri Rab Shimet, it has reference to Jerusalem and Zaynume. But the Ramban Shita is that Zayn, only the first generation Geirim of the Zaynumis are also Midrash above the call. But the children of the Geirim from the Zaynumis who are Mizgair are not also above the call Midrash. But Yeshua was Geizer even on the Deiris, even on the children of his family. But the Ramban is also Chelik on the Ramban. The whole apocalypse in regard to the first generation Geirim of the Zaynumis, so they are also what we call Midrashic. But the Shita Rambam is not. That there is no Issa Midrashic. And this is Chatin as reference to Geyusa. Now, so you can ask the Kashe, Monefshach, if this is Chatin has reference to Geyusa and Kolumis, according to Rav Shimon, so why does the Torah repeat twice when this is Chatin born? And then beat Holy Sitting with Neu, with Ezekiel Nechon. So, the Rambam explains it very simply. In other words, The first love, when this is Chatan born, it's one love, but I mean that the Torah emphasizes that the love is incumbent upon the one who intermarries. So the love of this is Chatan born applies to the one who intermarries. Let's say if Israel marries a goy, or Israel marries a goy, so mele, he or she arranges the love of this is Chatan. So suppose the father arranges the shidach, so the father is also even alive. So that's the second half of the pasuk. Bitchol is sitting with Neu, because he calls Neu. In other words, if a father turns over his daughter into marriage with a goy, so not only the daughter is even alive, the daughter is even alive of his chatan, and the father is even alive of Bitchol is sitting with Neu, Vitel is sikach with Neu. But only the Jerusalem. The Jerusalem, there is no Isa Midrash. Now, so the question that is raised against the Rambam, the Gemara that I involved in the Vomes, is contrary to the Rambam. Because at first, Rabbi said, it like the Rambam says, V'hanem miladiyesen v'yichovit, then the love of Jesus Chatan is reference to the Yusuf. But then Rabbi said, Lav milfi, v'yesen v'yichovim les l'chasnes, nizgayru is l'chasnes. So we have to say, I mean that Kashi is raised against the Rambam. So we have to say that the Rambam holds, that this Gemara that Rabbi says Lav Milfi B'Yisrael Yehovim Les Lachasnes Nisgayu Yis Lachasnes, so that goes only Alibet Rabbonon of Rav Shimon. So Alibet Rabbonon of Rav Shimon we are not Marbe Kol Amisir. So that love has reference only to Zayin Umei. Some Meili says that it has reference that in respect to Zaynumeis, so B'Yeson, so this is Chatin as reference to Jerusalem, and Bitcho B'Sitin, B'Giyusa. Masha'inkin, the Rambam, Patmos like Rav Shimon, and according to Rav Shimon, so we say, L'Giyosia, is the Rabbis Kol HaMesirin, so that means, since Rav Shimon is Dorish Tam Rikol, and the Rambam Patmos like Rav Shimon, So that means that according to Rav Shimon, there couldn't be any difference between Zaynumeis and Joel. Because, come on, Mishir, there is no difference. So the main way we have to say that there is this Chatan from also as reference to Giyusom. Because we couldn't say that Kol Umeis are Asur Islam, are Asur and Lovin Bikol, the Giyusom. We know that the Ger is Mutal Lovin Bikol. So according to the Rabbanon of Rav Shimon, that we don't darshin ki yosele rabbis kol amisirin. So mele the posik has reference only to Zayin Umeis. So then we say which is chatan has reference to Jerusalem and bitchol is sitin by Zayin Umeis has reference to the Jerusalem. Masha'in kein akolit Rav Shimon et rabbis kol amisirin. So there is no difference between Zayin Umeis and Chor Umeis. So and we certainly couldn't say that Kol Umeis the Jerusalem Asureis. That goes without saying. That Kol Umeis, Shor Umeis, Leachah Gerusa, La'amut Alom Bikol. So, Mimele, even in respect to Zayin Umeis, by Lumis couldn't be distinguished, according to Rav Shimon. So we have to say, according to Rav Shimon, we are forced to say that Lois is Chatinvon. He has reference to the use of, even though, I mean, a Yisrael could not tell the king and Ishes in the Goye, but the Goye could not tell the king and Ishes in the Israelis, but as long as they live as husband and wife, so it's called Chitin, according to Rav Shimon. That's the Rambam Shimon. All right, now let's see the text. How does Shimon ask? I mean, so that is a little about the Afal Gavda with the Sechone, יחסיד נאמר אוסו מוקמינם פרקמד ומסכת אביזורי בכל אומי סיידה ולסיכוני סמין דאט is mentioned by all the shame is mentioned by all the shame I mean, the Gemara doesn't spell it out so explicitly that it's בכל אומי the Gemara says that it has referenced the name of אביזורי name of אביזורי so the Pashtes is mashma that all אומי but there is one shite as I mentioned חבניין in Shai Chur he says that it's according to has reference only to Zaynumis, but all the other Rishayim, the Shita Tziyokit Ramiye, all the other Rishayim Machil, and the Pashtes, Losh Nagmor and Avizor is Mashma, that Rishachonim has reference to all of the Cholomis Avizor. So, Vahapo Gavgo Rishachonim Dichsid Namo Osem Mekmunim Tzeretam Misachat Avizor at the Cholomis Avizor at the Cholomis Avizor. Horchel and Mekmunim Avizor at the Zaynumis. And, after all, the love of Rishachatman is mentioned next to Lysichone. Now, Usonam Adishon Eitecho Lefanecho, V'kisom Hachim Tachim Eisom, Lysichis Lem Brits Lysichone, and then Lysich Hachim Bom, Vitro Lysichin Lysneu, Vitro Lysichach Lysnecho. Necho. Hachem Mekino Dizaynum, Elo Mishim Dechiyose, Mashma Ashiva Umetz, Dimisirin Tzvei, because they are more Oduktav Dizoy. ולעסקי יוצי רב נקמוני נמי בכל אומי שלא יתחובי לרבונון ולרב שימן דידור שתיים לקחו ולעסקי יוצי הרדע שימן דידיים לקחו משמע זור ואבי מויקו דאבקי דידיים אומי זה מסיר את זה ואם תאילה דוי ששחת ובהם דכסים נמו אוסום מויקו דאבקי דידיים אומי אומי אף על גב בין שי יחשום עשורי זה בגיר בוסן הירה כי ביום אבי אורו זה רב לא יסקת תייסס לשיטות זה so because this is shit is that even that even according to Rav Shimon, Lois is Chatei certainly has reference to the Zayin Umeis and it has reference to the Yerushim. V'yesh Leima, Dal Kol Kochi Efshal Utsme B'chol Umeis. Midrosea, Gei Rameini Umeyavi, so in other words, if we want to say that Lois is Chatei, which has reference to the Yerushim, extends to all Umeis, then we would have to say that every ger is also one of the call. Every ger is also one of the call. That we couldn't say. Why couldn't we say it? Because the Torah says ger ameinim avi, so it's a raya that other gerim amut of the call. Yishra kochi yashuk v'cholum izmat ger ameinim avi, yitzur adeini, mikhval disho gerim shore b'yisrael. V'im teima, v'heiche koras bli, v'riz, shlei meim chiro melech tzeya, v'chsi v'yichis u'prishneyem, v'aksi v'yichis lehem bliz, v'loi tzichonei. ובכל אומי זה דאבי שכוי מהירה, כמו אם לא יש שכוי. So just as, now, לא יש שכוי and Brits is mentioned just before לא יש שכוי. So ממילא just as לא יש שכוי. It appears from בלימון אביזורי. Applies to all of the אביזורי. So ממילא לא יש שכוי and Brits should also apply to all of the אביזורי. Not that because I know me. So how was Shlomo allowed to make a Brits with Chiron Melech Tzeya? Now, on that point, there is a machlekes hashem. Teisa shite here is, first of all, there is one teretz in Teisa that in Achanan. Also, that the law of Mishichas when police applies only to Zaynus. But sure, if it's Chovi, even though they are raised by Mishichas and Neya, so there is no issue of making a priest with them. So, but here Teisa is Mikashi assumes, and no motion, Teisa shite is, that Lysichas when Bliss is analogous to Lysichon, that it applies to all Umeis Eidavizor, to all Umeis Eidavizor. Now, the right of cheating is that it applies only to Zion. Only to Zion. And in the Rambam, that's the right of cheating. In the Rambam, they are spirit. So the Rambam is Ibrahim Mitzvah, in Lysichon Memchev, Mitzvah Memchet. Mitzvah Memchet said, Kizironu, Mitzvah Sabris, 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 So that means only Shilamin. Only Shilamin. Now, the Rambam also has, before the Hazoko, he has the Sifra Mitzvah, he briefs the Sifra Mitzvah. So he says, before Sifra Mado. So Mitzvah raises him in Ches, he says, Shalom Yichris Brief with Shilamin, Shalom Ali Sichris Lendri. Then the Rambam, that's the Sifra Mitzvah. So the Rambam is Sifra Mitzvah, bringing the big Sifra Mitzvah, bringing the small Sifra Mitzvah, which is just before the Sifra Mado. So he says that the Sifras and Brees applies only to dynamics. Now, the Rambam Yul HaZofo in Kerikyud Milchas HaVizore Halokhe Aleph. So that's the Bish Rambam has the Hirsay that is in a unique text. So Halokhe Aleph, Kerikyud Milchas HaVizore, Halokhe Aleph in Kerikyud in Brees and Shiva Amimim Kim in Shinafim and Sholim and Amiyah Hishon Avidah Shinem Ali Sifat Lembris. So here in Hirsay is in Kerikyud in Brees and Shiva Amimim. But in most texts of the Rambam, I don't know why this Rambam has this hearsay, because in most texts of the Rambam, so the Roshna Rambam is, in chaos in brief ways it comes. Not that divine man. And the Rechem Mishneh also mentions that the Shittas Rambam is in, that it applies to all ways. So that means that the Rambam Yer Hazoko, he says that according to most texts, so the Rambam Shittin Yer Hazoko is contrary to his Shittin Tzvamitzel. In Sefer HaMitzvot he says that the Rambam with the Chayyam and Riz applies only to Dynamni. But in the Chazokah, according to most Yosois, in the Mizor HaPerik Yud, the Shita is that it applies to all Umeis in the Chom, in the Riz. Now, so then, this is the Rambam in Perik Yud. In Perik Yud, Miluchas HaMizor HaLokav. Now the Rambam, in the Chazokah, in Melochim, So the Rambam says, in Perek Vov Milchas Melachim Halacha Hei, Shleisha Ksavim Shalach Yehoshua, Ad Shalui Nichnas Lohret, Hori Shein Shalach Lohem, Misha Reitel Zreyach Yivrach, Vichod Abi Shalach Misha Reitel Hashlim Yashna, Vichod Abi Shalach Misha Reitel Atet Mechom Ayas, Kim Kei, Vichim Maia Rimu Yeshu Kibeta. So the question of Isaac is, since the Zainamim also, you have to be Shein Yehoshoim, and if they want to be Shein, to make Sholem, so then there is no din of Hachit Achimei, so why did the Givanim have to resort to this trick of deceiving Yehoshua and all the deceiving? They simply could have come and said, we are from the Zion army, but we want to make Sholem. So, in came with the Maya, Rimu Yeshu Givanim, with Yisholach Lehem Bichlau V'Likim. Because at first, when Yeshua made an offer of Sholem to them, they refused. They wanted to wage a war against Israel. But then, later on, they changed their mind. So they could have changed their mind later on too. But when they yodu mishpat Israel, they didn't know that Yeshua would make Sholem with them, even though at first they rejected the Sholem. So they thought that once they rejected at the very outset, so Yeshua would refuse to make Sholem with them. That's why they said, V'dimu sheshuv in Peisrael and Mishoim. V'lomo, so then the question of Isaac, V'lomo koshe hadovo v'nisi, V'rolu sheholu ha'keisom v'vichere v'ruvi ha'shuo. So then they came to the Nisi, and they deceived the Nisi, they told them to take upon them, and then the Nisi established a covenant with them, made a pact with them. Then Yeshua found out. So Yeshua was agreed. So the question is, Roma Koshe and the deceived also were agreed when they found out that they were from the Zainami. But the question is, since the Allah is that even after the Zainami rejected the offer of peace, so if later on they want to make peace, so we have to make sure of them, so why does the Pasuk say that Rumi Hashvur they would have killed the Divinity? So the Rambam says, "Mitnei shekosu lahem bris, v'arayuim ve'yorei sichris lahem bris, elo hoyodinom sheyiu limas avodit, hoyu vitoris nishbu lahem, bidin hoyu sheyorogu, al sheyitom, lulechil Hashem." So that word, so from this Rambam, Now, from the Rambam Perishud, Vilchas Avodah Zarah, according to Moshe Yosef, so the Rambam Shita is that the love of Mesichas Lan Bris is not limited only to Dainanu, but it applies to all Bris and Dichovim. So there is no difference insofar as Mesichas Lan Bris is concerned between Dainanu and Bris and Adonis. And here he says, Below because Adam will see, Below Sharon Akeson, Ruyashua, because she calls Lan Bris, Varim Mesichas Lan Bris. But Monevshech, but that love of Mesichas Lan Bris applies to all Bris and Dichovim. So how? So Bishlein, according to the Girse in the Rambam, that in Girse in Bris Lishiva, I mean, all right, but most texts that the Girse in Girse in Bris Lishiva, Chovim. So there seems to be a contradiction within the Rambam, in Terek Yud Nuch Tavri Zohar, and the Rambam Terek Rambam Zohar. So, I think the Lachan Mishnah says, so there is no stire, because the Roshan HaPosik is, now Tesef mentioned it here, the Roshan HaPosik in Mishpotim is, Lesichreis lohem v'lelehem bris. So mele, so what does it mean, Lesichreis lohem? Lesichreis lohem, you shouldn't make a bris with them. Who are them? The Dainumis, because the Torah in the previous psukim mentions the Dainumis. Vishalachti, Vishalachti, Zatzimu v'fanech, Ovigersh, Zachiri, Zachnavi, Zachidu v'fanech. So that was, so Lesichreis lohem means the Dainumis. And what does it mean, Lelehem bris? What does it mean, Lelehem bris? How can one begin as a bris Lelehem? So according to the Rambam, so true that Shidis Rambam is, that the love, I think the Rachel Mishnah said that the love of Mishichid on bris applies to all who may say they are Lelehem. But there is one difference. If, in respect to Sholmeis, so when is there a love of Mishichid on bris only if they are in the Lelehem? Or they are either the others in Zayim to the Neach. But suppose they are Mikabu Zayim to the Neach, so then there is no love. There is no love, even if they are not Mikabu Matvishim. Because the Givani, when they told the Nisim that Neach is Rechik upon them, so the pact that was drawn, the covenant that was drawn up between the Nisim and the Givani was not one that required the Givani. Required of the Givani Masvishibut. On the contrary, it was a pact whereby they were to be treated as equals. So if it had been true what they said, that Me'ar Zechikabonu, that they are from the Sholmeis, not from the Zayumeis, then there would also be a love of making the priest with them. If they were not Mikabel Zayumeis in the Neach, but if they were Mikabel to give up Zayumeis, eh? So then there wouldn't be a love. There is certainly no love, as Tesef says, of making it priest with the Yatesha, if they are the Kabbalah in the Neach. Now the Ramban in Chumash says that the Ramban in Chumash and Parash in the Sefer of Shaftin says that the Givani were Mikabbalah in the Neach, because they said, Bonu B'Shem HaMashem. That means that they are Mikabbalah upon themselves not to be Yigab Lizot. They are Mikabbalah in the Neach, that's the Ramban. So Mimele, had they told the truth, so then there would have been no Israel enjoying that big pact with them, even though under the pact, so they were to be treated as equals. Because the love of Mesichas Lan Bris, though it applies to all roommates, but only if they are in the Arizona, but if they refuse to be Mikabu Zayis in the Neach, but if they are willing to give up the Arizona, and to be Mikabu Zayis in the Neach, then there is no love. Mashein Kein, Rigabei, the Zayumei, so the Roshan Rambam is, Varei Meir, Mipnei Shekos Lohem Bris, Varei Meir Lissiches Lohem Bris, Elo Hoyo Dinom Sheyiru Limas Avodim. So in other words, so in order to make it bris, so it wasn't enough for the Zayumei to be Mikabu Zayumei in the Neach. As the Rambam says, that in order to make Sholem with the Zayumei, so they must be Mikabu. Must be Mikabu Zayumei in the Neach, and Mas Vishibut. So in the Neach, so there is a difference between Zayumei and Sholem. Zayumei only they are in Zorah. But if they are willing to meet sometimes in the Meyach, there is no Yisrael in making it with them. Mashiachim Zainu Meisivni, they are willing to give up on the Zorah, to meet sometimes in the Meyach. But if they are not willing to meet Abu Mati Shibut, there is still a love of Mishiches Mabris. Where do we see these two Alohes in the same Rav? The answer is in the Moshin Apostle, because the Torah says, Mishiches Lohem, so what does Lohem mean? Lohem means the Zainu Meis, so even if they give up the Abu Zorah, and the Bris is not Lohem, because as long as they are in the Abu Zorah, so then the Bris is in Bris Lohem, if they are in the Abu Zorah. But if they give up the Abu Zorah, they are willing to be Kabul by me to the Neah, so then it's not Lohem, but Lohem, the Zainu Meis, even if it's not Lohem, but then the Torah says, Lohem, 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 that means, if it's Lohem, so even if it's not Lohem, even if it's Lohem, Lohem means, Zainu Meis, so you're not allowed to make a bris with them, even if they give up the Abu Zorah, and Lohem means Lohem, if they remain in the Abu Zorah. So that's the Shittas Rambam. All right, now. So the discussion is, Vim teima, v'heyech ekor az bris shleimei, im chir o melech tzeya, v'chziv ha'yech esu bris shneien, v'akziv v'sichet v'an bris v'lisechone, v'vchol ha'um izi v'chol ma'ayre kmoi v'lisechone, v'yei shleima, v'shem olo yosar ala tfis az bris v'shima v'lisechone, ki v'chziv v'yizokho, lo yisichet lohem v'lehi bris. So in other words, so that's not like the Shittas Rambam. So that's not like the Shittas Rambam. Because the Shittas Rambam is a chiyuv in bris v'lisechone. So even if the bris is not l'shem avodas kavod, as long as the umo remains a kavod, so you're not allowed to make a bris with them. Teisves shita is that it's not osa to make a bris with the umo that are pagans, that are Israelites. It's not osa, but it is osa that to make a bris l'shem avodas kavod. In other words, if the bris is to give them protection in the Avodah Zarah. To give them protection in the Avodah Zarah. Then it is Osir. But if the priest doesn't relate to the Avodah Zarah, but they are in the Avodah Zarah, but the priest relates to other things. To helping them in other matters, when somebody else attacks them, another rumor. So then it doesn't come within the Israel of the Shittas Rambam. So it's not like the Shittas Rambam. The Shittas Rambam is that the love of Rishichis Bris, Rishichis Bris, Bris, applies to all whom they say the Avizore, as long as they remain in the Avizore. Even if the Bris does not relate, even if the covenant doesn't relate to the Avizore. Mashiachim, so it's still Osir. According to Teis, there's no. You are allowed to make a Bris, we are allowed to make a Bris to say the Avizore also. But we are not allowed to make a Bris in connection with the Avizore. If the essence of the Bris is protection of the Avizore. V'yishlema v'shem ovi osar v'kfitz al Bris yishim av l'shkovit ki d'chziv v'ilokko v'yishich ishlohem v'ilohim Bris o shemo v'yishemo chiro melech tzeir get Bris for you. Oh, so this is the second tarot in Teisves, it's like the Shittas Rambam. In other words, according to the first lashon in Teisves, we are allowed to make it bris with a delivery as long as the bris is not to accommodate the Abu Zorah of the delivery. But according to second Taret, even if the bris is not to accommodate the Abu Zorah, but to help them in other matters, so as long as they are not mikabel by mitzvahs, as they are not willing to give up the Abu Zorah, it's also to make it bris. So that's like Shittas Rambam, according to most Gerson. Voidnerali, the way mitzah krisas bris, ela davke b'shivume. So that's the Shittas Rambam is a paramitzah. The whole love of krisas bris applies only to Zion. As a matter of fact, with what I said, in respect to the Rambam and Melochim, so we can also reconcile the apparent stira between the Rambam Shitta in Sifra Mitzvah and the Rambam Shitta in Yom HaZoko according to Moed Yosoyitz. And we don't have to say that the Rambam was Cheder. Why should we say the Rambam was Cheder? We see that the Rambam is a smoke Sifra Mitzvah. We see, which he wrote, at the same time that he wrote the Rambam in HaZoko, he also said, Shalom Vichris Lis is dynamic. But according to what I just said in the Rambam Melochim, that the love of Ritichet Lembris applies wise if they remain in the hobby. But nah, but if they are willing to give up on it, to be become value to the Nayar, there is no issue of this. Even so, he spells out Zaynumeis because in respect to Zaynumeis, even if they are Mikabel Zaynumeis, it's not there. As long as they are not Mikabel Matishibut, Mashaikin vis-a-vis Shorumeis, so if they are willing to be Mikabel Zaynumeis, even if they are not Mikabel Matishibut, so there is no love of Mishikit Lembris. So in mainland, that's why the Rambam spells out Zaynumeis. But in Achanam is a love. The law that applies to Shorumeis too, if they are unwilling to, as long as they remain peace. Right. So then Peter says, wait here a little, and meet that with a priest, so it's asking the Shibboi, with your seat of the day, who I meet here, the application, the effect of a priest, mashma the Shorumeis, the apple down with the Holy Mind of the Holumeis, the Holumeis say the Adris Chavim, Trisa Prisha, the Mucha Chinyone, the Ayla Dafti Bishibumis, כמול משחי כאושון. Because the pot in pot is bays. When the son of the Shem will carry from the hobby, he saw Hachin Tachin Eisam. That obviously is reference of the Zayun. And immediately after that, he says, we see Chais Lehendri. We see Chais Lehendri. Immediately after the Hachin Tachin Eisam. So the Melech, we start there, that even though the process that follows the Sikhet Lambris, namely the Honey, has reference to Olumeis, but in Arizona, but the Sikhet Lambris has reference only to Zayumeis. The Avogad, the Muchachinyon, the higher adapted Shivarish, Mursachai Koshom, the adapted Zayumeis, Hoyomitsuvim Hachim, the Sif Shiva Goyim Rabin Basunim Hachim Tachem, the Siva Kosuv, Shalomich was then Rishonim, Shalomich Hakisom, Kinilir Bishat Israel. The portion, Kinilir Bishat Israel is a strange expression, Kinilir Bishat Israel. I mean, why does Peter say Kinilir Bishat Israel? Because during the love of Christmas Breeze, why does Peter say Kinilir Bishat Israel? Now, Tisa, in Arizona, is another expression. Cases now, he's only about Kofa Medala, it's the same question. How did Shlomo make a place with Melech Seir, Yer Melech Seir, well, the Sikh is one place. So Cases say, that Kofa Medala, every place right now, the way Sikh is place, Nana will call you the Shema. Like this says, the time of Rabbi, the name of the Kron Rabbi Mucha, the Sikh is not sure going Rabbi Batsun in the Kofa Medala, Hachim Tachim, the Sikh is one place, the Ike Yemena, the Sikh is the Shas Kibush, קיימה בלויסי חיה, שאולי בשעת כיבוש, קיימה בלויסי הכיזוס. אם אמה משום דען, תוקי דען, חוב עם צבי, אבל שאולו מסע. So the first thing is that, תחיתי בשעת כיבוש, קיימה בלויסי חיה, שאולי בשעת כיבוש, קיימה בלויסי הכיזוס. It's a thing. Now, so the text emphasizes, בשעת כיבוש, קיימה בלויסי חיה. So we see from that, the text of sheeting is, that the love of בלויסי חיה קום לשמור, only applies to שעת מוכב. In other words, this is discussed by many as to whether with Chai Kom Shomo and the Mochitim Chazir HaMolit, whether it's a mitzvah on the Yochit or it's a mitzvah only on the cloud. If we say that it's a mitzvah only Derech Nuchomo to destroy HaMolit, so it's a mitzvah on the Tivo, not on the Yochit. And only if it's possible to destroy the whole nation of HaMolit, is there a mitzvah of Mochitim Chazir. But if it's impossible to destroy the whole nation of HaMolit, it is just possible to destroy a few of them, there is no mitzvah. Memory Tosa also. Or the mitzvah of Mochi Timche is not an Yochi. It's an Etzibo. I mean, it's not Dachi on the Etzibo. But even on the Yochi. Even on the Yochi. So the same thing, the same question arises in connection with Haiko Mishom and Hachit Achine. So now the Rambam in connection with the mitzvah of Mochi Timche Zichar Molek, so the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvah says that the mitzvah of Mochi Timche is only a mitzvah that is incumbent upon the Tzibo. But it's not a mitzvah that is incumbent upon the Yochid. That's what the Rambam says in Sefer HaMitzvah. So we see that according to the Rambam, the mitzvah of Mochi Timche Zichar HaMolek is only a mitzvah of the Nuchomet. Not, Natarige Biyochi. But only Muhammad. Muhammad can only be waged against the whole nation of Amalek and by the whole nation of Israel. Natarige. Now, so the same thing is true, Teisa says, in respect to Hachim Tachime and the Chai Komishomo. So he says, the Chitin to Bishat Kibush Kaime, the Lise Chaye. So when is there a din of the Chai Komishomo and Bishat Muhammo? But Shalom Bishat Muhammo not. So Shalom Bishat Kibush Kaime be sacrifices for it. Kaime be sacrifices for it. So in other words, so Teisa says that the Lise Chais Moem Bris is based upon the mitzvah of Hachim Tachime. Since the mitzvah of Hachim Tachime applies only to Zayin Meis, not to Shalom Meis, so Mele Lisiches Lohem Bris also applies only to Zayin Meis, not to Shalom. And so Mele Teisa says that, so Pishat Muhomo, there is an union of Lishchai Kol Nishomo. So it's not Shalach to say Lisiches Lohem Bris. I mean, he's Mechuyev to kill that. But Shalom Pishat Muhomo, when there is no Lishchai Kol Nishomo, there is an azore not to make a priest with them. Bishat no homo, there is an Indian, there is a tzivot with Chaikom Shomo. And Shaloi Bishat no homo, Shaloi Bishat no homo, so there is a Lisichas Lambris. But it's based upon the Chaikom Shomo. So in Mele, it follows logically that whatever is true of Chaikom Shomo, Bishat no homo, should be true of Lisichas Lambris, Shaloi Bishat no homo. Now, there is a machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon as to whether the Lishchai Kol Nishomo applies to all Zayin Umeis, even the Zayin Umeis who live in Chutz Lores, if this is what Rabbi Yehuda says, and according to Rabbi Shimon, Lishchai Kol Nishomo applies only to Zayin Umeis in Eretz Yisrael. Zayin Umeis in Eretz Yisrael. And we see that from the Roshon HaRambam, that the Rambam paskins like Rav Shimon. And last time we said in Rashi also, because Rashi says ki mikam le mikom she bechut la avir is tchovim me. So we are midayik from that Rashi that it's also like Rav Shimon. So it seems that all the Rishayim in Pasch like Rav Shimon, the Rishayi Kol Shomo applies only to Zayinumeis who live in the Eretz Yisrael, not to the Zayinumeis who live in Chutz Lores. So Mimele, insofar as the love of Lisiches Lohem Bris is concerned, the same thing. Because Lisiches Lohem Bris depends upon Lishchai Kol Nishomo. So, but Lishchai Kol Nishomo applies to Shat Muhammo, and Lisiches Lohem Bris, Shaloi Bishat Muhammo. So Mimele, in view of the fact that Lishchai Kol Nishomo, according to Rav Shimon, applies only to the Zayinumeis who live in Eretz Yisrael, not to the Zayinumeis who live in Chutz Lores, so Mimele, to Lisiches Lohem Bris too applies according to Rav Shimon. Applies only to the Zayinumeis of Eretz Yisrael, but the Zayinumeis of Chutz Lores, we can make a priest with the Zayinumeis of Chutz Lores. So that's why Teisa says, the Tzivah HaKosuv Shalom Lichles and Bris Sholim Shalom Yaakeisom Kibu Lichbe Sheretz Yisrael. What does Teisa want to emphasize? In other words, that the Yisrael, even vis-a-vis Zayinumeis, so the Yisrael of Tzivah Bris is only regarding the Zayinumeis who live in the Eretz Yisrael, but not regarding the Zayinumeis who live in Chutz Lores. Alright. Man Tane di Polikale, the Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yudah, Rabbi Shimon, B'Seif Perek Eimeir Yisrael Suge Umshale Bin Yonachi. Yom Akro, Kisiyeno V'Yoldole, Kol Eichel Ikrina Be Kisiyeno, Ikrina Be V'Yoldole. Kol Eichel Ikrina Be Kisiyeno, Ikrina Be V'Yoldole. So in other words, we can learn out from that there is no yichas that the akum habor bat Yisrael, so the child is not misyachas, it's Esther, the biological father. Because inasmuch as the Yisrael Yichina Be Kisiyeno, there is no yichas between the Goy and the Israelis, so in Mele, the Yichina Be Yogle, so it cannot be misyachas. So it cannot be misyachas. We come on the Gota Hoche, in Kino Yisha Vilodeo Amalei. So why do we need a special process that the Ben Shifro is not Mishyachis after the biological father? Since there is no, the Israel has no Yishas in the Shifro. So Kol Eichad Mechrinu Bekisiyenu Mechrinu Beyodrei Umoito Reb Rosh Achita. So Gemara in Dushan says that the Yishas Yodeo is applied for the mother Rosh. The Yishas Yodeo is applied for mother Rosh. So we call Machad Bishifro Chadon Yichad. Utsriches, in other words. So there is a variance in the Sugya. Here, the Gemara, the Sugi Yivome says that we need a special potty that the Ben Nochrich is not Nishyachin to the biological father. And we need a special posse that the Ben Shifro is not Nishyachin to the biological father. And again, according to the Sugi induction, according to the Sugi induction, we don't need a special posse. But we have a posse in Kiyal Fuse. Kisieno, beyond the way, so call the Echadi, the Kinam Bay, the Sieno, Kinam Bay, beyond the way. You call the Echadi, Kinam Bay, Sieno. So call the Echadi, the Kinam Bay, the Sieno, Kinam Bay, beyond the way. Now, it's not just a question whether we learn it out, from special psukim, or we learn it out from the Alfusi of Kisieno. It's similar to the Alfusi. I mean, if we learn it out, let's say, according to the Sugi here in the Lamed, that there is a special pasuk, that Ben Nochrich, that Yisroel Habor HaNochrich, so the Vlad, the child, is not Mishachit to the father, so it's a special halacha. It is special halacha that the offspring of intermarriage between a goy and the Israeli, so the child is not Mishachis, after the father. After the father. It's a special halacha. According to the Sugi, induction that it is special halacha. Kol hicha di chinam be kitiyeno, chinam be yodolei. Kol hicha di chinam be kitiyeno, chinam be yodolei. So that means that there is a new halacha. That wherever someone is the offspring of a marriage in whom there couldn't be an Kedushin, who is Mufka of Kedushin altogether, not, let's say, the offspring of an elder. So then, neither parent is Mufka of Kedushin. Let's say, if someone is Boalishishish, and has a child, so then the child is a mamzer, but he is Nishyachis. He's Nishyachis after the father. Why? Because the father is not moved from Kedushin. And the mother is not moved from Kedushin. There cannot be Kedushin between these two. Or let's say, Yabor Achise and the other child. So he's Nishyachis after the father. Because neither parent is moved from Kedushin. There cannot be a Nishyachis between these two. But either parent is Shalich Kedushin. Mashenke, the child of a mixed marriage. So then, so let's say, if he goes, so the biological father, is a goy, so he is mufka of Kedushin Ligamre. It's not that he cannot have Kedushin in this woman, in this Israeli. He's mufka of Kedushin. So in any way, kol heiche, lechichenom, lechichieno, lechichino, lechichino, so in other words, it's a general halacha. So according to the Sugi in Kedushin, there is a general halacha, a general principle, that wherever wherever a certain parent is moved to Kedushin, so then the child cannot be Nishyachis. Alright. Now let's finish. Let's say Ruben was Mikadesh, one of two sisters, Rachel and Leah, and he was Mikadesh, one of them. When the Bea is an Enkivich, he doesn't know whether he was Mikadesh Rachel or he was Mikadesh Leah. So they saying that Lezu, we get Lezu. So in any way, he cannot leave with either Rachel or Leah, it's in his socket, ever. Because let's say you live with a husband and wife with Roche. Maybe it's Rabbi Shmai Zayed, that he has Mikadei Shleyo. So he's in the Nisar of Achizishte. So in any way, so there's no other way except to give a gift to both. And it cannot marry either one. Because either one, after he gives a gift to both, so either one will be something Achay Kroshot. So Misha Kiddush Achat Mishte Achay. When you do a intimate situation, maybe you can get less, you can get less. Also, be sure, the whole body of the body, you can't imagine it. Maybe, the Lord, okay, always Ruben. He was Mikabish, one of two sisters, and he doesn't know which, whether it's Rachel or Leah. And then Ruben died, and he has just one brother, Shimon. So Shimon is Chesvishtele, because he doesn't know. One of them is Asur of the Shuk. So he doesn't know which. So in any way, he knows that he should be Asur of the Shuk, so he has to give Chesvishtele to go. Chesvishtele, the Lord is even. Now why couldn't he give Chlitza, let's say, to Rochel, and then give Yavim Leah? Why? He couldn't do that. Because Yachis Chlitza say Asur Olim Rabbono Michayah. So he couldn't do that. The Yavim of the Reishan Amalot, he couldn't give Yavim. What? The Yavim Leah is in the Rente. Let's say, you're the Yavim Rochel. Maybe the wife of Chlitza was not Rochel, it was Leah. So the Meile, when he's in Yad Mrochel, so he's marrying Yachis Kukose. He could put up Yachis Kukose, he's out of Kiddush Tei, so that's a son of a boy. Holy Mishnai, suppose Ruben was Mikabish Achat Mishnei Achori, he doesn't know which one the Rochel or Leo, and then he dies, and he has two brothers, he has two brothers, Shimon and Leif. So then, Echot Chelei, so then, it's Pater. That one should be Chelei, the echo the miyam. So, Rashi explains. Hoyo mishnayim, echo tcheilei. So let's say Shimon, there's two brothers Shimon Levi. So echo tcheilei. So Shimon, he gives chutzah to one. Let's say he gives rochel chutzah. Tchilo lach. Vasheini, and then Levi, im rotsa miyabi, if he wants to be miyabi. Leia, he can be miyabi. Rotsa miyabi, mishnia miyabi. Why? Because it's monosha. These is the event. So, because when Levi is Miyab Leia, so Manasseh, if Leia happens to be the woman whom Ruben was Mikadesh, so now she's the woman of Levi, Shabla. So in the time of Israel, if the Nachesel and the Rochel happen to be the woman whom Ruben was Mikadesh, so Manasseh, that means that Leia is the sister of the heretofore Kukah. God of the year to force Kukah, but since Shimon gave already Chalitza to Rochel, so she's not a Chitzolei or he's not a Chitzikot anymore. In a Chitzolei, he could talk about Chitzikot. He flips the Haskeli. So here is Shnai, Echot Chalei, Echot Liyav. Kidmo Vikinsu, before the rest of Shire. So one married Rochel and the other one, Mary Leo, so he is in here. What? He is in here. The whole Chavichad, Omar, I know Shabbat is here. First of all, it's possible that Shabbat is here. The Imam Abish, let's say, Shimon was came in Rochel. So it's possible that Rochel was the wife, that Rochel was the wife of Ruben. So he didn't do anything. The Imam Abish, let's say, Shimon was first came in Yisrochel, and Klap Ishmael is Galye, that Ruben was Mikabish Leia. So that means when Shimon at the very outset was came in Yisrochel, so he was came in his room, Yachay is Kukose, Yachay is a Leia who was Kukose. So that was the Yisrochel. So that was the Yisrochel. The Imam have a Yisrochel. So Yisrochel, the Yisrochel, Yachay is Kukose. So even if Leia happened to be the woman whom Ruben was Mikabish, Rochel was an Achisu Kosei, so at that time it was in Ramitza. Ha-Yish Ha-Yish Ha-Vada Ya-Vashya. But then, so at that moment it was in Ramitza Rabbanon. But then, after that, so Levi was came as Leia. So, and Leia is the skuka. So the name of the speaker was skuka. So Shimon is allowed to live with Rochel, because he's not a chizkot anymore, because Leia is not skuka anymore. And she bore his yidin ha-shmiya, she invented skuka, zikon, yidach, imachel. Now the question is, why did Rashi emphasize here the term imachel? Rashi could have said, poke, zike, yidach. So Rashi mentioned the Matreya, the implication being that if the Yidin is Mashma, from the new Kaloshin of Rashi, that if the Yidden, Leah by Levi would not be Mafkia the Zikr Mafkaya, but it would be Mafkia the Zikr. Only would be Mafkia the Zikr. Only Mikalo Habe, so then we wouldn't say Mikim Yodam. Because then we say, no, that in view of the fact that Slavishmai is Galia, that Leah was the woman whom Rubin was Mikadish. So Leah was Fuko, so Mimele Rochel at one time was a Chitzukotei. Rochel was a Chitzukotei. So Mimele Shimon wouldn't be allowed to live with Rochel. Even though now she's not a Chitzukotei, but she's heretofore a Chitzukotei. She's a Chitz of heretofore Chitzukotei. So she still be Ota. Why? Because if we say, I mentioned that there is a Machlikes between the Ri and the Rivo in Bulabatme. The Ri and the Rivo. So whether the Ki and Ishes continues Racham Ishes Ishtei, or it doesn't continue Racham Ishes Ishtei. Now, Achei Ishtei Racham Ishes Ishtei is special to Takot of the Tzmuta. But the other Ashim, the other Arayim, so Harasura is even Leachar, even Leachar Ishes Ishtei. Let's say Ein Ishtei, is Asura even Racham Ishes Ishtei. So what's the pshat? So we could explain it in two ways. We could say that that's the Gzeres HaKosuv, that all the arayos of the Sheni of Ishtei are asurim, even now they are not changed. Because at one time they were changed. Or, no, they were not asurim because at one time they were changed. But the reason is why, because the Torah uttered as arayos only those who are the Sheni of Ishtei. Now, Racham is his Ishtei, so she's not his wife anymore, so she's not an Ishtei, so she should be with Eretz. But the reason is why she's Asura is because even as the Ri said, as Tesis said in Vodashre, that's what she does, that we see that the Torah tells the husband, well, who is the Kehen, to be Mitamei, but if Racham is his Ishtei, so that means that if Racham is his Ishtei, even Racham is his Ishtei, she continues to be Ishtei. But then there is a Machlokes Rishonim on that. So those Rishonim would say, that Racham is his Ishtei, she is not Ishtei, and still the Torah uttered all these Arayos, all these Tzeirei. So we have to say that the Torah uttered on the basis of the fact that at one time they were Tzeirei Ishtei. So even though now she is not an Ishtei, but it was heretofore an Ishtei, so she is not. Masha'im came according to Tzeirei, in Rovatsa, that even Racham is a Ishtei, she continues to be Ishtei. So, we can say that the reason is why they are Asuras is because they are still in Ishtei. So then you ask, so why is Ein Kol Shafei? Why is Ein Kol Shafei Asura? There she is friendly enough, if once you divorce, once one divorces his wife, so she's not his wife, so couldn't that be a riot? That even the aim of the year to foreign Ishtei is also Asura, is also an Avo. So we see that there is a special passage from which we learn out that Achiz Kroshote is Asura. Achiz Kroshote. So that means there is a special passage. So that special passage we have in regard to Achiz Kroshote, we do not have it in regard to an Ishtei, Lachamizas Ishtei. Lachamizas Ishtei. So we can say according to the impression that the reason as to why Asura is because she's still in Ishtei. So maybe that's why she's Asura. That's why Asura. But the other Rishonim would say that she's not Ishtei and still she's Asura. So they have to say that even if she's not Kreivas Ishtei now, but if at one time she was Kreivas Ishtei, so she's Asura. Now the Yisrael of Achiz Kukosei, Midrabonon is based upon the Yisrael of Achiz Ishtei. So whatever is true of the Yisrael of Achiz Ishtei is true, Midrabonon, of Achiz Kukosei. So it might be that Rashi Shitti is the reason as to why Rashi says, so he says, Aisha Ike Vada Ava Asiret, Umishabo Ochi, Ibe Mashiyo Shinvente, Pokazike Mida Vimafreya. Why does Rashi emphasize Vimafreya? What concern is it? Whether it's Vimafreya or not Vimafreya? The answer is, Rashi holds that inasmuch as we see, Majesty will see that Eimishtei is Asur, is Lacham is Eimishtei, if Lacham is Eimishtei, and Lacham is Eimishtei, so she's not Eimishtei. So we see that the Arayas of the Torah of Tzedek Eimishtei are Asurais, even if they're not presently Tzedek Eimishtei, as long as at one time, heretofore, Tzedek Eimishtei, at one time they were Tzedek Eimishtei. So then they remain Asurais, well on board. So Midr Abonon, without Achis to Kosei, too. So even the Zikei is spoken now, but at one time, Rochel was, if we said that the reason of Leah by Levi is Maskia, the Zikei only can have it. So that means that until the evil by Levi of Leah, so she was the Skuko of Shimon. So Leah was the Skuko of Shimon. So Mimele, Rochel will always remain. The year before Achis Kotei, and so there should be Asura with Rabbanon. So why does the Mishnah say, Kitmu the Kinsu in Tim Yodom? Kitmu the Kinsu in Tim Yodom, so that is because the Tzpoka, so when Mishabo Ochim, when Levi was in Yavet, Leo, she eventually Tzpoka with Zikom Yidach Masaya, in other words, what does it mean? It's Maskia de Zike, because they are two brothers. So the Shimon and Levi. Now, so until Levi was Miyav Leia, so it wasn't determined. It wasn't determined whose skuka she was. Whether Leia was the skuka of Shimon, or Leia was the skuka of Levi. But now that Levi was Miyav Leia, so that determines it retroactively. That Leah was the skuka, was always the skuka of Levi, not of Shimon. So she's not, so Mele, Rochel is not even here to fall Achis Kotei. Because once Levi is Miyav Leah, so that determines that retroactively that she was the skuka of Levi. She was the skuka of Levi. So Mele, so she was never. So it determines retroactively that Leah was always skuka to Levi. She was never skuka to Shimon. So the name of Rochel is not even the year to fall from us. That even is the year to fall from us. Yes, what is it?
It's not the same thing between, say, Levi is the one that explains the real one. Then it was the same thing before Levi.
Not even. There is no suffix as to whether Levi is the real one or Shimon is the real one. The suffix is whether Rochel is the real one. Or Leah is the real one. So, all right, so in other words, now, assuming that Leah is the, I mentioned that Marshall, so assuming that Leah was objectively the woman whom woman was Mikadesh, so that means that who became Skuko to the brothers? Leah became Skuko, and Rochel was Achei Sukotei. So now that Levi ultimately was Miyav Leah, so that determines attractively that Leah of Shimon. So Mimele Rochel was never Achei Sukotei of Shimon. So Mimele, so that's why it's Kidmo the Kinko Zayn Kinyo.
Well, my question is, if Levi is
Miyav
and Leah, then
Rochel
is Miyav and Leah, the question is,
Reuben
and
Conan
left before or afterwards?
So there's a two separate cases. Yeah, so I mentioned it. So Kidmo the Kinko, in other words, Reuben died and the two brothers, Shimon and Levi, so the halacha is Echad Chelek Echad Miyaveh, but suppose they didn't consult Bezdin and Kidmo the Kinsu, and Shimon was first Miyav, was first Kenes Rochel, and then Levi was then Kenes Leah. So the Mishnah says then Kinyaveh. So Rashi explains why, because even Yisgavah Ishmael is Galyeh, that Rochel was the skuka, so then there is no problem over there. But if it's like Ishmael is Galia, that Leah was the skuka, was the woman who was the cabbage. So at the very outset, when Shimon was the first one to become his Rochel, he didn't have it yet. But then, when Shimon was came as Leah, so then it was Machia, the Zike, in Leah, that Shimon had. Lumafreya. So the Melee, Rochel is not even here to fall Achis Sukkotei. Because had it been Maskia only, we cannot have it. Then we wouldn't say it to the other. Because because then she would be not a present Ahetikote, but a year before, a past Ahetikote, and consequently abolishing the Isaac Deacon. So just as in regard to the elbow of Sherry Fishte, so he's the year before Sherry Fishte, so she's an elbow, so year two, a year before Ahetikote would be after.
Well, I want to, now this is, the Mishnah, this is a separate Mishnah. So we leave it here because it will take our hands to spend some time. I mean, on the rest of the Mishnah. All right, we'll leave it here, and then we'll have another shift. So we left off in the middle of the Mishnah. The Mishnah is a separate Mishnah. Kidmo, here in the Gemara, it's one long Mishnah, but the Mishnah is the end of the Mishnah. Kidmo, the Kidmo, the Kidmo, so that's the end of the Mishnah. Now then, Shnayim Shekichu Shtei Achoy. So let's say, Zeyim Yedea Ezekidei, Zeyim Yedea Ezekidei. So Zeyim Shnei Dishim, Zeyim Yedea Shnei Dishim. Let's say, Ruvayim Ezekidei Sokho, they're not brothers. So they are Mikadei Shtei Achoy. They are Mikadei Shrochel and Leah. But we don't know who was Mikadei Shum. Whether Reuven was in Kaddish Rochel and Yisrochel was in Kaddish Rochel, or vice versa. So then it's in Shnei Gittin, then it's in Gittin. Neither one can live with any one of them because he might be living with Achizishte. So in Leila, Reuven has to give a get to Rochel and to Leila, and Yisrochel has to give a get to Rochel and to Leila. Meitu, Lezeroch, Lezeroch. Suppose Reuven died and Yisrochel died. And Reuven has a brother Shimon, and Yisrochel has a brother as Ruth. So Zechir is Rishteyen, so Shimon gives Chisa to Rochel and to Leah, Vizeh and Ruth, the brother of Yisrochel, gives Chisa to both. Now let's see the Rashi. Shnayim Shekichu, Eid Achoy, Vei Nochi. In other words, Ruth and Yisrochel are Nochi. They're not brothers. Zechir is Rishteyen, so he makes two, so Zechir is Rishteyen, Zechir is there. Bechol chad v'chad v'naye, osya li'in hum. Because neither one can be miyabim. I mean, Shimon cannot be miyabim. Why? Because if Shimon is miyabim, let's say, Rochel. Maybe, Leila was the wife of Reuven. So when Shimon is miyabim, Rochel, so then he's miyabim achis kukote. Now, why did Rashi just mention the Dilma Bachi Sukkotik Roga? In other words, Shimon is Miyab Roche. So, he might be Eber and Isa. What kind of Isa and Isa Rabbanon? Achi Sukkotik Roga is a more serious Isa. Let's say, Shimon would be Miyab in Roche. And Roche was not the wife of Reuven. Roche was the wife of Yisrochel. Of Yisrochel, so in Meile, he's one of the sheep. So Shimon is married in one of the sheep. So that's a more serious issue. That's an issue that I say. Achis because he's only Babylon. The Pharisee is, but suppose Zechet Yichol Chad Yichad Minayi Oto Yivume. So Reuven said, "I'm Shimon. Cannot be Miyab Rochel because maybe Leila was the wife of Reuven." And so Mimele, so Rashi says, the Yubach is because of Boga, so even, so in other words, Shimon is not allowed to be Miyabin, Rochel, even is Reuven. He's a Chalitzifer. So even in such a case, so he cannot be Miyabin, Rochel. Why? Because Yubach is because of Boga. But of course, if nothing is done to Rochel, And the first thing that is done, Shimon is miyabim Rochel, so then there is a chashash of Nisra Raisa, not only of Nisra Rabbanon. Because maybe Rochel is not a skuko of Shimon, maybe Leila was the wife of Reuven, so Leila is the skuko. Leila is the skuko of Shimon, but Rochel is a nochi. In other words, Achei Sukkote, but she's in Romer Yishuk, she's Sukkote to Zvun. So Mimele, without Chlitze by Zvun, so Mimele, so there is a possibility of an Isa the Reiche, what Rashi says, why does Rashi emphasize the Dilma Brachis the Kosikova, even in the case where Zulun gives Rochel Chlitza first, so Shimon is still forbidden to be Miyabi Rochel. Then there is no Chshoshe of the Nisar of Nivom Rishuk, but there is a Chshoshe of Achis the Kosik. So, Now the next case. In other words, Reuven and Yisachar were mitadish to Achoyim, Rochel and Leah, and they don't know who was mitadishuk, and then Reuven and Yisachar are not brother, but Reuven died and Yisachar died. So the second case is where Reuven has one brother. Reuven was just one who was survived by brother Shimon, and Yisachar was survived by two brothers, by Zvul and Dan. So Yosei Achod was Yosei Shnai. So Hayochi Chilek Rishay. So in other words, Shimon discreetly to both. So Rochel and Zulay. And then, Vashnayim and Zvul and Dan, so Echot Chilei, so let's say, so Zvul can be Chlitza to Rochel, and then, after Zvul is Chlitza to Rochel, so Echot Miyabim, so Dan can be Miyabim, Why? So he says, Hayochim Chilei Chlitza, Chidali Tadir, Chiyev Chilei Miyabim, Lohish Koyim Chlitza, Mishimachish Kutosei, Zulay Acha Chlitza, Mishimachish Chlitza, לפיכוך, הולו ויוסה מייבי, יחלי שחיר לשניה. תלמי ליוחי צ'ימן, יזכוי כתבול, תרוכל את הלאה. כדי להיא כאיסה שיזנתי מתאיבום לשוק. והשניים, זרום ונדון, זה פרדה את הביסוכו. So איך את חיי? So זרום, יזכוי כתרוכל, עצפו כזיק אל יוחי. עצפו כזיק אל יוחי, אם זה יזנתי, יפיש את האחי פרישי ממונשה. So then, if זרום, יזכוי כתרוכל, so then don, can be Miyab and Leah Mimonisha. In Givente, if Leah is Rame, Narosi Chisoko, was Mikabish, Leah, so Leah is Givente, so Shafia. So he's Mikai Mimitre, he's Miyab and Rame, Leah. Viachesei, and if Chisoko was Mikabish, Rochel, Shamimele Leah is the Achoyis of the year to fall, skuko, but of a package because I live woman in a different category. So the money shall be told. Alright. Now, so the day of the Shnai, Hayoch is Chilis Rishayim, Vashnai Mechot Chilis Lechot Miyab. Kidno Vikinsu, so the Chachile, even if the Yochit was Chilis Rishayim, even if Shinen, the only surviving brother of Ruben, gave Chilis to Rochel and Zeleye, So, Zvul and Dan are not allowed both to be Canaanites, Rochel and Leah. But Zvul has to be Chelek to Rochel, and then Dan can be Canaanites, But suppose they didn't consult Bezdin, and after the Yochid was Chelek to Shea and Eftashina and gave Chelek to Rochel and Leah, so Kidmo the Kinsu, so then he is Kidmo the other. So even though it's Kidmo the Kinsu, in other words, Zvul was seen as Rochel, and then Dan was seen as Leah, then seen the other. Because there is a possibility that when Zvul was the first one, when he was seen as Rochel, so there was a Nisa. So there was a Nisa of Achisu Kosei. But after Dan was seen as Leah, so the Nisa was Porta. Anything else. Now, the decision to raise the question as to why all the other things, so Rashi explains, and this Kidmo the Kinsu, Rashi doesn't even explain. Alright, so I mean, they were invited in every word that Rashi said, and every word that Rashi didn't say. So we may have the epic of it. Alright, Kidmo the Kinsu and Mitzinyot, Lozeshnai. Now suppose Reuven was survived by two brothers, Shimon and Levi, and Yisachar was survived by two brothers, Zvul and Dan. So, Ochishol there, So Shimon, let's say, the brother of Reuven, so is Chalitza, let's say, The Yochid shall say, and we, the brother of the Socher, is Chilis Lachas, is Chalit Eteleis. Now, Ochid shall say, lady, so Miyabe, Chutzot shall say, the Chutze of Zruz, of Reis Eteleis. And the Yochid shall say, and then, Miyabe, Chutzot shall say, of what? Now, this has a place. Now, the next day, keep Mishnayim the Hotel, suppose that the two brothers gave Chalitze, so in other words, so Shimon, let's say, gave Chalitze to Rochel, and Levi gave Chalitze to Leah, when Yishnu, So then the two brothers of Yisocho, Zvulun and Don, cannot be Miyab. Elo Echot Chilis Echot Miyab. Why? Keep Mishnai. Achim Shal Echot. The whole thing is there. In other words, Shimon and Levi gave Chalitze to Roche. Shimon gave Chalitze to Roche and Levi gave Chalitze to Levi. So then, so the other two brothers, the brothers of Yisochor, Zvulun and Don, so Yibma Hashnai, Yabmu Hashnai, Achim Acherim, Zezu, Zezu, become a Nazi, because when Zvul, let's say, is Kenei, Rochel, Yisrael Meima, Zvul Yachis Kikosei, Achis Kikosei, the slave is Zvul, the Skukos. So Mimele, the Chalitze that was given to Leia by Levi, that is strange man, so he had no legal effect. Elo Echot Chalitze Chilo Leachas, Echot Yihanu Mishnei Mishnei. So then, so what should be done that day? So then, Zvulun has to be Chalitze to Rochel, and then Don will be allowed to be Chalitze Leia. Why the Manasha? In the Lente, when Don is Yihabe Leia, after Chalitze is given by Zvulun to Rochel, so Manasha, if Leia is in Homer, that the Sochor was the one who was in Kaddish Leia, Shabir, so he became a Mitzvah. We love you, Vente. So, Bachis Kotel Ripoda, Shai Choli Sochi Vri Vente, Ivo Mishuk Namlete, Shai Chutz Amachi Bayo. Vim Kidmu, Na Kidmu Vitsinsu, and you see me up. Vim Kidmu Eilu Shnayim Acheini, Vitsinsu. So what should they have done? If the two brothers of Ruvain, both gave Chalitze to both, to Rochel and to Leia. So then one brother of Yisochor had to be Chalitze, another brother had to be Kaini. But suppose they didn't consult Bezin. I mean, twice they failed to consult Bezin. So, the Yikit Mo'el Yishnayim Acheini, the Kinsa Chachlis Yishnayim Rishayim, the Leibol Limolet Le Bezin, and the Kini Adam, Kripavishet, Shein Chan Elo Sofis Yishnayim Achei Sukko, the Yishnayim Rishayim, the Yishnayim Ma'a Tamer Yinotis Yiventi, Yishapenotis, and that's Re Lame Shapenotis, Nochi, the Yinama Yitre, but it's possible that it was that way, so he was even a Mitzvah at that time. He came to talk about his Kotei, Kibni Sheboshei, the Yom Nosor, that time he was even a Mitzvah, there is a category of even a Mitzvah. But when the second one, so the son, was the Ab Leila, he spoke as the Kotei Miochit, the Hutra Lo Yishtei, the Yisur Ebi Ode, and Shmami No, Yushin Shem Yisur Ebi Ode, Ahave Yushin. So, in other words, in the case of Kibni Shachat Mishkei Achoyei, so he said, is not allowed to live with either one. So he said, Dushin Shem Yisrael only be and there is a machlokes in Dushin as well that Dushin Shem Yisrael only be there. Is Dushin or not Dushin? Here we see that the Gemara is dead. So we see that it is Dushin. So the Gemara, the Havamin of the Gemara assumes that it was at the time of the Dushin they were not identified. So it means that Dushin Shem Yisrael only be there. That's why we know it. So the Gemara is a terrorist, no. The Sochit arose after the Gishin, and the Gishin knew exactly who he was Mikadosh, whether Rochel or Leah. But after the Gishin, he forgot. From the Mela, the Bishavzik, the Gishin, so it was Mishun or Rebir. Talk about Sinon, to Shehuk, over the face of the town. They can name it, it's only a brain in Yedea. When it's only a brain in Yedea. So what do you mean in Yedea? That's not the word. It was Yedea, at the very outset. And then, he didn't know. Shmamino. Shmamino. Shmamino, because he's going to be a shame, 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 he's וקדיש נעלו אין סיכו לביה, וכל חודש היינו עלו בסוף את הקדיש. ובשם, אני אשים לכל זו ודפל זו, נכלל בחודם עם מקדשת, ומשים סקר ליד הלמי נעלת. בואי על ימי סבגת את הבעיה, על מקדיש נעל, ופקודה בעיה לרוב, והיא בקדיש. קצת מטריר, זה קדיש נעל זה מחלט. שהוא כל בשעת קדישים בי, לידי הוא יסמי את הצערי, אם קצת מסוים לביה נהיו, וכל קדיש נעל לידי המשמע חשתים לביה. הם ידעו משמע, ואני לא יודע עדור מהו. מייקו משמלון, so what is the Chidesh? I mean the Tzidin Poshet. In other words, if they were identified at the time of the Gishin, so of course the Gishin is Chal, and then he had a subject naturally. I mean, everybody knows that he gave the subject in regard to each one. Maybe she's not in Tisha, so he's not allowed to have to give a guess about it. It's a subject, it's a corner. So what's the Chidesh? Well, my commercial was, Tzidin is the Chidesh. The Chidesh is in the same. May is the Lord of Echol. Chidesh is there. Holy Mishnai, Echot Chidesh is Echot Miyab. So, echot chile zach miyab, dafke michwaz vada yivume. But avu yivume gerei shaloi. Why? That's a chidesh. Because poga abachi tukote. So, we could argue that away, in as much as there is a topic, maybe, if it's miyab me gerei lause, so there is a possibility that it's miyab me yivume. It's miyab me, but there is not a possibility. That it's miyab me the sister of his yivume. So, we could argue that in as much as אחי סוכות שאיזום להיות שם דרבונון, איזו נקונית מנדום על יש סיכה, זה אחי סוכות שאיזום להיות שם דרבונון, זה ממילא היא אהוה, there is a possibility. There is a possibility that he is מיד והיא דיבונה, מה זה סיסטו דיבונה, so he should be tailor, so come much more on, that we are not tailoring the Israel of אחי סוכות שאיזום, which true is שם דרבונון. But with דרבונון, it's like the Israel of אחי סישטי, so ממילא that Israel is more homo, and we are not tailor, just because it's coming. ומייקו משהו לא? מפליף מפשיטי את הווי בין דיבר ידעים עיניי תגיד שכווי צומח את כניח מיידי וכשאמינו נסתף כמיכלס חד ואין בו מידך לימון השבר יבריר אבל יבוא מחד ברי שבוד אני חושני מידך לוי דיקם אל יובו דילמו so even though it's only a דילמו so it's still awesome דילמו פה כבר חציסו שניים שקיצו שתי אחוי שמע מנו הגן דושי שניצור מביאה ודושי נוכנע מדי שהוא כבר יצאת מטעם וגנע מדי קטונה ולידיח וקטונה ידוע שמענו ומייק אמר שלום חייפי נתרחלי מי זו מדיח ובדו שמעלי מה יוח התחילת משתיין והשמעלי נחת חילת מיאב פשיטי היין הרי ש... היין הרי ש... so what kind of a Chidesh is that in the Seife here in the second Bove in the Seife of the second Bove so there is no Chidesh I mean this this aloha that we are not tailor even though this is a Chidesh because he is in Rabbonon we are still not tailor so that was mentioned already in the first Bove so Mao detainer so Chidesh here in the second Bove is Mao detainer with the prayer to heart since Ruben who has only one brother and the Soho was survived by two brothers so the Mailer so and here the Mishnah is not here the brothers of Yisrael. Echot Yigechelet, Echot Yigechelet, so we could argue that even the brothers of Yisrael, so we shouldn't allow Echot Yigechelet, because if we allow the brothers of Yisrael, Echot Yigechelet, so then the single brother of Ruvay will also be Yigechelet, and he is not allowed. So come on, Shalom, that we are not gazing at Echot Yigechelet. Come on, Shalom. We don't have to be clear what are Yivumet. Avo Yivumet, Rei Shalom, because Poga, be Yivumet, Rishu. הרי שדפים הרי שאולו לשניים בחצר את ים, מה לתאים לו אחר לים? אם אחד מנהל יש לו אחר יחיד, הוא יצטרפרי יחד לו יבו, חוץ מנהל, אותו הוא אוח, שאין לו אח שאין. So even Don should not be allowed to be Yavim, because if we allow Don to be Yavim, so maybe Shimon, the single brother of Ruvain, will also be Yavim. And by him it will be a mighty and Nisa, yet will meet a Chizruk, come on. Sie dachten nicht, dass doch Achim nicht stehen. Wurde ich um mich haben, als Schneimacht, wie das doch nicht mir. Aber ich um mich bereiche, bin ich nicht auch nicht stehen. Was auch immer, doch ich mir haben, nach ihm so, du hast ein Hastin, ich trage ich, du ko, William, ich im Schemmel, so ja, wo ist es an Ochi. Die Kopomen, wo man sich um mich liebe, da ich hiebe, wo an Ochi, wo ja, wo man es gucke, wo haben wir uns, wo ja, sie noch bereiche, so in der Fresh Bobbe, und die sind hier, die Fritz. Again, I mean, the ways in which to mention in all kinds of situations, I mean, they're all based upon the same principle, that even there is the possibility that the one who is Miyam, who is Kenneth first, will be gay at a case of course, so the male is not allowed. So, Hanah, Maui became, Lixi, I'm dealing with Miyam, the way we say, Kamashmelon. Now, let's see what I Mal die Kei. Litvia, wir müssen die Nacht nennen. Du darfst ihn noch, warum ist er schon los bei ihnen? Sie sind doch alle sehr, er hat nur sehr schnell. Die Seif, Seif, wo ihr haben, nur noch hat. Sie sind die Hüfte, die Hüfte, die Hüfte, nicht ihre Name, wo ihr mir haben, als ihr Jahr mit der Joche bestehen. Aber hoche, sind die Seif dabei, mir haben, in halber Handbeite, in halber Handbeite, und so nehmen wir mal nur noch Hüfte, so komm mal schon, ja lassen. Now the more the cash, my shame hobby now. I'll go ach in Schneine, mit dem Stärkoy, und mei sanzu in der Koy, how you help is when you see up. Now it takes to say that the Kori Torashi, so the cash of the more is from Kidmo the Kinsu in Team Yod. So here we say Kidmo the Kinsu in Team Yod. And there in Abo Achin we say, in Kidmo the Abo Achin Schneine, mit dem Stärkoy, so mei sanzu in der Koy. Aber helf mir nicht, ja, mit dem Kind und mit dem Kind für mich. So says, no, it's not Mashma. It's true, this is agreed, that the Gemara could have raised the Kashe, but it doesn't appear from the Rosh Hashanah Gemara that the Gemara was interested in asking this question, as to why, in the Mishnah of Dalet Achim, so he said that he didn't have it, in Kidmo Vichin, so is it here? And here, we say the Eved, it's all right. Because if the first one who has seen it, didn't have it, so he didn't have it, but now he's already dead. Says the Kashe, so he says, no, that's not the Kashe. So what's the Kashe? The Kashe is, because here we say, Echot Chele, Echot Yad, Kid Mishnai, the Chosu, the Yid Mashnai, and Echot Chele, Echot Yad. So why don't we say here, why don't we say, that is, Abo Achim, so we say, Abo Achim, Shnai Men Nisim Shleachoy, Shnai Men Nisim Shleachoy, so that what he is. That Harry Lechit is going to see up me, that means, four brothers, Ruben, Shimon, and Yud, Ruben would marry the Roch, and Shimon would marry the Leah, and then Ruben and Shimon died, so the Roch is, that both have to get treated, why don't we say, in the Mishnah, Abu Achim, just as we say here in this Mishnah, so that Echot Chayit, Echot Miyavit, so here too, so let lazy, be chaylik to Rochel, so then the teacher was Spoka, the teacher of the Yehuda had Rochel Spoka as a result of the chlitze that Levi gives to Rochel, and then once the teacher of Yehuda is Spoka in Rochel, so Yehuda should be allowed to be Miyabim Leah. So why does the Mishnah say that Harim Chitzim and Miyabim is, and there is no alternative of Levi, for example, being chilein to Rochel, and then Yehuda being the Yavle. That's the case. Now, so this is strange, because this assumes that Rashi, according to Rashi, there is only one kash of Gemara. But Rashi emphasizes that Gemara is raising two kash. Now let's see. So, Maishne Mordit Nan, Avo, Achim, Schneimen, Yisrim, Shteakoy, Umei, Suad, Bim, Etakoy, Now let's see the Rash. So Maishne Mordit Nan, Roi Mishyam, because then it's anything that we can show you still. What is it on anything Europe? So that's one Kashe, said the Rash. Why is it that over there, even the Eved, it's a seal, and here, the Eved, it's anything in Europe. Over there, we should also say, Lechatchile not. So it's a bad idea, Achis Kukosei, there Lechatchile. Here, Lechatchile, it's a topic, Achis Kukosei. But they are Lechatchile, it's bad Achis Kukosei. But the Eved, the Ziki is Koka, so he should be allowed to continue living with her. Why is it here? Why do they have to divorce her? So that's one question. And then Rashi emphasizes, Yadakashi, Hilti, Zulunit Yadme, Vero Amrino Lechwitz Havina, Yedidoch, and Lizik, Yedidoch, Miochi, Vahim Yamchode, Kimakis, Yutonim, Yam, Shneel, Kolachas, Lachach, Lizachito, Kidikom, Arochi, Jose, Yam, Jose, Limikul, Hilti, Jotom, Amal Marino Yam. So Rashi emphasizes Yadakashi too. So according to Rashi, the Gemori is actually Tukash. Tukash. Number one. How is it that in the Mishnah of Dalet Achim, Shneimer is finished the Achoyim, so in Kidmo the Kinsu, so the Eved is Yetziu, why don't we say the Eved, so the Zike is Poka, so even though, so the Zike needs there, so it should not be Yetziu, it's not the Yetziu, and then the second,